became a mum, I never thought for a second that I would see it or view it as a popularity contest, because I really just, I was of the opinion before I had Trixie that your child just thinks you're amazing. And it's the one guarantee you've got in life. By bringing a child into the world, that's your biggest fan.
And especially being a single mum at home with your child Trixie, exactly. You've got no competition.
I know.
So it isn't a popularity contest.
Well, there's Pearl. I mean, Pearl's there a bit.
But I just thought, you know, because you get a lot of knockers in life, don't you? You go to work, there's always somebody, a manager that pulls you inside. Yeah. You could do better lemon. At this. You're a lemon. That's Leona, executive producer. You know, there's always people out there. Oh, look, social media is a Monty for letting you know that you're a pretty average human.
I cop that a fair bit.
So you just think your child is the one source of comfort and will always find you to be the most entertaining person in their world.
You're exactly right, Boxy, and I don't know what's happening here with your audio, but we've been teased before, but after football games, right, I used to always, because we always used to lose, and everyone would be so flat and so upset, like everyone would just be like, ugh, hating the world.
Carlton.
But then when your kids come in, it was like,
they just love you to bits.
Just love you no matter what.
And it didn't matter.
Well,
I thought that, and then I was having a chat with Trixie on the weekend, and something she said to me has deeply worried and concerned me. She said it, and then I quickly grabbed my phone and I went, I'm just going to capture this just to make sure I've heard it correctly.
Hang on, what did you call Mum before?
Boring.
I'm not boring. Do you really think I'm boring?
Yep.
Why am I boring?
Because you just start taking 18 minutes to do.
What? Why am I boring?
Because you are, and it's testing.
I mean, she's got to work on her argument. I didn't necessarily get to the bottom of exactly why I'm boring. But, fam, what happened was, so I didn't let that go. You know what I'm like.
Oh, yes. No.
Like, I'm not going to let that go. So all weekend, I'm, like, putting on clown wigs. I'm, like, getting out every puzzle. I am like, what do you want to do, sweetheart? The next minute, we've got paint. I've got paint on my couch because was like, fun time mum is going to let you do anything. But now she's got it. She even said, how is this? The other day, I came home from work and she said to me, Mummy, are you going to just do work on your phone today or are you going to play with me? And I went, you're working me. You know what to do now because I overcompensate. But I'm really, Feb, I really want to be fun time mum.
You want to be fun time?
Yeah, mum? I don't want to. The idea that my 4-year-old thinks I'm boring, it's gutted me.
I blame kinder.
Why? Because they do lots of things.
Yeah.
There.
That's what's happening. She's now got something to compare
it
to.
She's comparing me to Miss Mitchell, isn't
she? Yes, Miss Mitchell's the best.
Yeah, Miss Mitchell, yes, she does do a lot of, they go on fairy walks.
They do everything.
And they go on excursions and.
Let the mind wander.
I know. See, this is.
I'm fun time dad.
Yeah, see, I and you are. That's what's frustrating. You are fun time dad. You've nailed that.
Yes.
Bev, how can I be, and in fact, 13, 10, 60, if anyone out there can help me with this, mums particularly, how can I be fun time mum? I want to be fun time mum.
So suggested activities, tactics.
Now, this may require a whole personality rehaul. Maybe my daughter has held a mirror up to me to point out that I am actually a boring person. Oh. And if I am a boring person, you're my mates. Feel free to tell me.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Mm-hmm. I think what you're a great mum, and I think what you're doing is great. And you don't need to be fun time mum because I'm fun time dad, and Alex is not so much fun time mum because she's always working and doing things.
Mm.
But the kids respect her a hell of a lot more than they do me, and I reckon Trixie will respect you.
I
think she does. I was just trying to be really nice.
I know
you
are.
Straight down.
No, you are. You're trying to help me, but I'm worried that I've fallen down on everything.
No, you do heaps of stuff. I see your Instagram. You're always playing with her and doing stuff.
Well, that's why I'm hoping it's a winder.
It's just kinder. They go through this stage.
All right. We'll see how we go.
But I was always fun time dad.
13, 10, 60. Have you any tips? How can I be fun time mum? Are you a fun time mum? Or do your kids think you're boring? And maybe you've accepted that. Or... does anyone have any feedback for me just in general, how to not be a boring person?
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Let's be honest, kids are straight shooters. They tell you like it is.
Yes.
You can't hide from your children and they will hold that mirror up to you and they'll tell you what they think of you. And unfortunately, my 4-year-old Trixie told me, gave me a little eye-opener about myself the other day and it was really depressing.
Hang on, what did you call Mum before?
Boring.
I'm not boring. Do you really think I'm boring?
Yep.
Why am I boring?
Because he just starts taking 18 minutes to do.
Beach, what? Why am I boring?
Because you are, and it's testing.
What? It's testing, so it's definitely a thing.
What
I mean,
she say you take 18 minutes to do something.
What she was saying?
A bit slow, maybe. You don't get on with it.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I caught it. I mean, if you're gonna hurl abuse at someone, have a good argument. That's what I'd say to my daughter. Anyway, I am worried though, because I always thought, I imagined when I had kids, I'd be fun time mum. I thought I was a fun person.
You
and
are,
maybe I'm not. Feb doesn't think I'm that fun.
Well,
I was fun before Trixie. I had some wild weeks, didn't I, Byron?
Well, that was time in Hawaii.
So dusty.
Okay. Well, I guess we move on from that.
All the time. Anyway, I have said, if anyone is listening, can you give me some tips maybe? Maybe you are a boring parent and you've been told to pick up your game. Gemma in Officer. Hi, Gem.
Hi, how are you guys? Good morning.
Oh, good, Gem. Gem, are you a fun time mum?
I would hope to be. I'm currently working full-time. I've just gone full-time work. So I try and treat my daughter at the end of the week. I pick her up from kinder and we'll go to the cafe and she loves it. And that's her treat. She'll get a hot chocolate, she'll get a bottle of chips. And she's like, go for it.
Oh, that's great.
Latte set, maybe a baby chino.
Coffee. But yeah, Trixie get her baby chino. We can sit and have chips.
Yeah, but if I was four, that'd get boring every day. You've got to mix it up.
Really? What? You don't want coffee dates?
No, but you got to mix it up.
What do you
mean? Like, we're going for coffee again.
We can go trampoline.
Yeah, then you go get ice cream and you go to a place then. You've got to mix it up every day.
After a long week at work.
Thank you, Gemma.
You've got to mix everything up.
Thank you for that, Gem. Paige in Rye. Hi, Paige.
Hi. One of the things that I used to absolutely love as a kid was my mum would make my dinner into the shape of a face for me.
So
she'd make the carrot like looking like hair and like the mashed potato look like a beard and use the sauce to make a smile and things like that.
That's a great idea, Paige, but the problem is Boxy always has Uber Eats from Hellenic Republic.
So
do you reckon you could ring George and the chef and say, hey, when you bring that chicken, can you just make it into a little face?
I do. I've got fun plates. Like, I've got some fun My Little Pony
You could
plates.
Put the Hellenic Republic on a fun plate.
I don't. Tony in Sandringham. Hi, Tony.
Hi there. How are you?
Yeah, good. Tony, are you a fun time mum?
Apparently I am. My children tell me that I'm absolutely awesome, so that's good.
Oh, there you go.
So you're already winning.
What
help me. How can I be like you, Tony?
Well, there's a goal. I think the trick is, what's worked for me so far is just getting involved in what your kids do. So, for example, Trixie's into gymnastics, right?
She was. I had to stop that this year. It's just a timing issue.
Scheduling.
It was a scheduling issue. But yeah, she does like gymnastics, Tony. I have to get her back into that.
Right. Well, whatever they're into, what you do is you get involved and do it as well. So, for example, my kids are into swimming, nippers, soccer, all kinds of stuff.
So you gymnastics. Jump in and swim?
I do, actually. So I do ocean swims with my kids. We all go. My 7-year-old, my 12-year-old and my 10-year-old. We all go together.
Yeah. You're one of those active people, Tony. That's where
Thank
we
Thank you,
might.
Tony. Appreciate the feedback. These are all good thoughts.
Do you know what I do want to do again? I'd like to do a cartwheel. I haven't done it. Did you? No, it's one of those things you don't think about.
Okay.
Like I stopped them when I was like a tween and I haven't given it a shot. I'd like to do that again.
Fun mum is going to do cartwheels.
Fun time mum's going to do cartwheels.
I am going to, after we go to a break, you're going to do one. I'm going to film it and then we'll show Trixie and see what Trixie thinks.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
This is not the feedback you want to hear from your daughter when you are Fifi Box, a fun mum. Here is the feedback, Trixie to Fifi Box. This was only on the weekend.
Hang on, what did you call mum before?
Boring.
And I'm on Trixie's side. My co-host here, you're boring.
Don't. I can't do a cartwheel. Well, stop trying to make me.
I just tried it when that song was on. For Boxy to do a cartwheel, she got down and pretended to be a frog. I don't know what happened, but then she wouldn't do it.
I was limbering up.
Okay. You're boring.
If you've just tuned in, there's a suggestion that Fifi is not as fun as she could be as a mum. We love Fifi, but Trixie's saying you're a bit boring. There were some great calls. There was some feedback to say. Get involved in gymnastics with Trixie. Maybe do some cartwheels with her. That's one way.
This could be a broader issue, guys. I may actually just be a boring person. Like this could, this we think this is a mum. I might actually have just had a mirror held up and I have got some serious personality issues.
Okay. Yes.
Well. Julie in Preston. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how you going? I reckon what you should do is actually use character voices to get the kids to do things. So I have a Peppa Pig to try to get them to pretty much do anything I want.
Can you, Julia, can you please do a bit of Peppa Pig? Can you please ask me to put my dishes in the dishwasher as Peppa Pig?
Okay. Peppa, put your dishes in the dishwasher.
Hey, I can do a voice. I can do a
voice.
Okay,
so you're going to pretend to ask Trixie something.
Well, yeah, well, okay, here we go. This is my the only impersonation I can do.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
We have had the Prime Minister a number of times on this show, so of course also the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, has joined us a bunch of times as well. He's a Melbourne boy. He's even on the cover of GQ magazine. He's featured in GQ. I mean, it's all happening for Bill Shorten,
well,
Fev.
Yeah, welcome to the show officially, Bill.
Great to be on.
Now, I take issue with this because you're featuring in GQ and yeah. It's a great photo of
welcome
you.
Welcome to very the club.
What?
Have you been in GQ?
Of course I have.
Hang on, I've got a series of questions to interview you with, Fev. Sorry. And let me preface, you're a very interesting man.
I take issue because you're not on the cover and yeah. Simon Baker is.
Oh.
Simon who? I mean, honestly, Bill,
I was
going to
say, when you say
spot.
On the cover, my name is on the cover. I just tell people when they look around and they get to the news agents, but we want to see a photo of Bill. Oh.
No, you're actually in a prime spot because when you're on the front, they put all the other stories that no one cares about, so they flick through them and then they go, oh, there you are. But they want them just to see everything
you're right.
on the lead up to the
is
big
it,
dog.
Is it page 46?
It's page 75.
Oh! It's in the middle.
Wow.
Now, we were just talking before, Bill, you heard my daughter. She's 4. She thinks I'm boring. What does she know? She's a kid. She's yet to find out how fun I am. But I actually think of all the Pollies, I think you would be a fun time dad.
Oh, yeah?
Remember that last time you were in, you told us that story about how your daughter loved the Titanic, all things Titanic.
Yeah, that's
and you
right.
and the family dressed up in old ye olde Titanic gear.
Musical, you're the only
musical theatre. Why is that genre not making a recovery?
Theatre restaurants.
Theatre restaurants.
That's fun time, Dad.
When I was coming here this morning, Clementine had got up and she's my youngest. And she stood in front of the door of the house, arms astray. She said, you cannot go out.
Oh.
Anyway, I won.
How did you win that one out of interest?
I tickle bombed her.
Oh, there you
tickle
go. Bomb.
Yeah. Tickle bombing, that's fun.
She seemed happy with that, but she doesn't fight back like she used to. She sort of, after about 10 seconds, it just says, oh, you can go now.
Yeah,
I reckon if I said to my kids were in the door and said, oh, you don't have to go to work, don't go to work today, I reckon I could get away with not going to work. I reckon if you need to go to work every day with what's going on in Canberra at the moment, I have to go, honey.
Nothing like getting a ringside seat at the soap opera.
Oh, my God. What's happening in Canberra? Let's touch that out a little bit.
I thought last year people were a bit turned off politics because of the citizenship. Were you eligible to be in Parliament?
Yes.
There's not a lot of restrictions to be an MP, by the way. 18 and not a criminal, but and a citizen. But this year, with some of the saga we've seen in February, no wonder people hate politics. They just think we're all in it for ourselves and we're interested in what we're doing and nothing else.
or they could love it because it's rivaling Bold and the Beautiful at the moment, like for entertain.
What do they call politics? Show business for ugly people.
it's very Neighbours, Home and Away-ish.
I'm not sure Neighbours, Home and Away could have dreamt up all of this.
Could I get an official position from Bill Shorten on this piece of audio that we've played on our show, courtesy of Channel 7, who Sam Armitage did cover off on some of the goings-on in Canberra. What would be your take on this?
When Canberra's on, it can be really boring, but when it's on, it's the place to be. It's where it all happens. There's a lot of bad behaviour in Canberra. There's a lot of rooting around in the press gallery and by politicians.
Well, when was she there?
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
You'll see him in GQ, page 75.
Yes, Bill Shorten. Yes.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has done the GQ and A, which is, you know, that's the big, hard questions.
Oh, yeah.
But does it get harder than competing in...
Special edition.
Yes, celebrity edition. Now, Bill, the idea, and anyone who's just tuned in who doesn't know this segment, you basically, we usually get people calling in and telling us amazing stories they think are amazing. And see, Bill, the service we provide is we give you, it's almost like holding a mirror up and maybe letting you see your flaws.
Yeah.
Where your storytelling's let you down or maybe it wasn't as amazing as you thought it was.
And maybe run up, this is what we do. You run it past us before you go to your little politician party and get up and you do your speech and go, oh, what about this story, guys? We don't want you to sink.
Okay. No, I'm grateful.
So they will improve.
Let me say
this.
Thank you in advance.
Yeah. Okay, Bill, so do tell us, what's your amazing story?
I'm not sure I'd use the word amazing, but here we go.
That's the segment.
Already an issue.
Okay, it's been great. Is that the time?
Old School 9 at 9, next.
I was catching a light plane back from Kembla Grange. That's the airport at Wollongong. I was with 8 of my shop stewards. This is when I was a union rep and I looked after the steel industry. So we had 8 steel workers. They're all pretty big lads. And so there were 9 of us and there was 1 pilot and we got on the light plane to fly back to Melbourne. Anyways, we get up in the air. The pilot says, listen, there's a massive storm. Oh, that's good. Anyway, we had to go. He said, I'm going to fly around it. We said, that's sensible. So we sort of seemed to fly all the way to Mildura. So you're flying Wollongong down to Melbourne. Somewhere we go via Mildura to get around it, but we still couldn't get through the storm. And then at some point the pilot says, oh, listen, the landing gear lights have come on. They're not working. And we hear this clunking and clunking. You go, well, that's not good. And at the same time, the biggest of our steel workers had to go to the bathroom, and there is no bathroom on this plane. So he had a comfort stop in a little plastic, you know, 1 litre bottle.
Oh,
that happens.
No, we haven't.
Anyway, he's sitting up the back. Well, there are reasons for that. And but then what happened is the landing gear wouldn't come down. So then the pilot says it's okay. And we had one of our colleagues sitting in the co-pilot seat and we were yelling at him, don't touch anything. So he grabs the hydraulic lever, which is in the middle between the pilot and co-pilot, and you pull that up and that should manually get the landing gear down. They're pulling on and pull it. Then, bugger me, they pull it out. The hydraulic lever hangs like a trophy.
No.
Not connected to the rest of the plane. We said, well, that's not standard operating practice. And so then they decide they've got to call emergency. And the plane couldn't land at Essendon because it was too rough, so we had to go and land at Cheltenham on Moorabbin Airport. And so they actually, because they couldn't tell if the landing gear was down, they flew around and around Port Phillip Bay getting rid of all the fuel because, of course, if the plane catches fire, you didn't want to have any fuel. And so the blokes were pretty funny. One of the guys didn't like it at all. He was pretty unhappy. But the rest seemed to crack a lot of jokes, as you did under pressure. One bloke says, oh, I wish I'd been better in my marriage. Another bloke says, I wish I hadn't been. You know, we're flying over Cheltenham Cemetery. I think I said to him, I've still got a lot of career ahead of me, guys. Anyway, we fly lower and lower and he says, adopt the crash position. Jeez. I go, oh, my God, we're going to be in a plane crash. And I thought, just as long as I don't get burned. I didn't want to get burned for whatever reason that goes through your head. And the guy behind us who'd been done the wee, he had did I say the word we on radio?
You did.
Anyway,
you did.
He'd done the we, and we said, well, good on you, because when we'd land or crash, that bottle, which was up the back, is going to spam. Everyone's going to assume we weed ourselves. And you know, why that worried us.
Well, if I was in a plane crash, I would have put myself.
Okay, thanks for oversharing. And anyway, we get, and the cloud level's down at, you know, 100 metres. And just as we're going through the cloud level, last 30 seconds, we don't know if the landing gear's down. There were 11 emergency appliances waiting for us. I thought, this is not a training exercise. I thought, I don't want to be in this exercise. Anyway, it turned out that the landing gear was down when we landed.
Right.
And everyone's clapping the pilot. You're a brilliant pilot. I said, yeah, your maintenance leaves something to be desired, though. Anyway. Anyway, it's not amazing, but I tell you what.
No, hang on.
Oh, this Bill, is where don't sell yourself
Bill,
short
Bill
here.
Gets to now just take a seat, just
we
recline.
We were so happy when we landed, this though.
We'll just have a quick
feedback.
Chat.
Fee and Fev, feedback, please.
Fev, I thought the delivery was excellent.
Oh, it was long-winded.
Well, I thought, see, I wouldn't have said that.
2.5 minutes.
I thought the delivery was great.
Yeah, you liked it.
The end could just have a
little bit of a
time.
Oh, I think this is what we might give it.
Okay.
Would this be the
I did ask the firefighters, which is a little ironic in the light of today.
Okay, now here we go.
I did ask them, were they in the union when we got off the plane.
That's a good gag. Yeah. This is the final verdict, Mr. Shorten, on the story, and I think it's probably fair. It's a close to amazing, but just needs a little twist bit at the end.
like a little twist. Oh, it was taxpayers' money. So
or maybe.
No, taxpayers' money.
A wing fell off, soap opera,
yeah. No,
something else happened on the plane.
It crashed. That was a good ending.
Yeah, that's sort of prioritising the story over our future happiness. Yeah.
Look, a busy time for the opposition leader, Bill Shorten. Thank you so much for joining us. And GQ Australia, the GQ&A is in there on page 75 of the GQ magazine. Thanks for making time for this silly show.
No, you're awesome. Great to be on it.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We love love on this show, and our wonderful executive producer, Leon, it's a little joke from a little earlier in the show.
It's kind of stick,
somebody
isn't it?
Thought his name was Lemon, which now we can't get enough of.
Can't stop saying it.
But Leon is loved up and has a boyfriend called Ian. And Ian and I, we've gotten off to a bad start because he rang in and impersonated my crush, Sam Hewen, the actor from the movie Outlander, the Scottish
very good.
Actor.
Because Ian's Scottish.
Well, Ian is Scottish,
oh,
and I believed that it was actually Jamie Fraser, my favourite actor at the moment.
Deceitful from Ian.
And it was. So he and I have got that issue to work through. But Leon is really happy, and it's great. Although, and I love this, Leon revealed that when before he started dating Ian, that Ian had Googled him. And see, this is where we're at in 2018 in the world of dating, because you could barely get a blind date these days, because the minute you get the person's name that you're going to go on a date with, you Google, you pop them in. And Ian found, and I wasn't sure whether this was a good or bad thing at first, but Ian found Leon has done his own podcast. And the podcast is called Am I Funny? And because Leon is a bit of a comedian, and that's great.
He had a very good go at it.
He did have a very good go at it.
Now it's in, he's done that well, Lemon, that it's actually, when you fly Virgin, you can listen to the podcast on the flight. That's how good his podcast
is. He's just using this show as a little launch pad to start his own career. He's Jimmy Fallon of the future. So, Leon, did you think that worked in your favour when Ian Googled you?
Absolutely. Ian's into comedians.
Well, why did he choose you?
It doesn't always work out well, though. And 131060, we would love to hear what happened when you Googled somebody. And because a few years ago, I remember I got, because social media is now also where you get hit on. You know, you don't even have to meet someone. You can just jump into their inbox.
Instagram, slide into the DM.
And this guy slid into my DM box, and he
doesn't sound good because your last name's Box.
Anyway, he went, hey, what's up, whatever, and he was American, and I was spending a bit of time in America at the time, and I thought, oh, this guy Will looks pretty nice, and he was pretty keen to catch up, and I thought, I'll just run a quick Google search over this guy Will, and he was a felon, and he'd been convicted with GBH, and I remember going, how bad is GBH, because he's really hot. crossed my mind for a second, and I, in retrospect, I was clearly being catfished because he was a version of the hot felon. You know that guy?
Oh, that guy with the headshot.
That guy, by the way, hot felon Jeremy Meeks,
is now dating
a billionaire's daughter, Chloe Green.
He's done very well.
He's left his wife and his kids, and he's now dating billionaire.
Wow.
How impressive is that? And he was a felon.
Imagine if I went on if I wasn't married or had a fiance, it was Meeks' wife, but they Googled me. I'd be stuffed. I would never get a date.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Leon, executive producer, otherwise known as Lemon. You may refer to him as Lemon if you ever call the show on 131060. He and his boyfriend, they're enjoying their relationship, and his boyfriend Ian has revealed that he did Google Leon before they started seeing each other and discovered that he was a comedian. Do we call you a comedian? Is it official?
I did it once.
You did?
So,
okay.
Yeah, probably.
I'll class him as a comedian.
Yeah, okay. Great podcast.
Because the actual podcast is called Am I Funny? Yeah. And at the end of it, he got up on stage and did a gig.
And he was funny.
And he was funny.
He is very, Leon is actually very funny. But we did ask the question, 131060, have you Googled somebody before a date and what have you found out? Maybe it made you need to cancel the date immediately.
Which in your case did happen.
Absolutely. I didn't date a felon, thank goodness. Adam in Brunswick West. Hi, Adam.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good, Adam. Adam, did you do the sneaky, cheeky Google before a date?
I did it after a first date with my current girlfriend, and I found out that she was a lingerie model for quite a few years.
Oh, bang.
Adam, can I ask a question? Feb's already given me, I think, the answer. But is that a positive, obviously?
It's a positive.
There might be a prudish guy who goes, I don't want my girlfriend to have photos on the internet of her in lingerie.
Oh, no, she's proud of them, and I'm proud of her for doing it, and she looks amazing. So
well
I really
done, Adam.
Yeah.
So be proud.
I agree. I'm just saying there might be guys that wouldn't love that. I'm not a guy. I don't know.
It could be a lingerie model for any size lingerie.
I didn't mention sizes.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Big week in Melbourne for concerts and big superstars. And another superstar I saw on Instagram yesterday was our very own Fifi Box, Byron.
Oh.
And she doesn't do many Insta stories. So when she does do an Insta story, I pay attention.
Because the posts, plenty of posts, but not the stories.
No, I'm getting into stories. About a week ago, I went, no, I'm going to jump on this story bandwagon. I quite enjoy it. Because you can post something and it disappears.
Yes. And there's a lot of influencers on Instagram these days asking for things. And one of Boxy's Instagram messages yesterday... she was asking for something.
I'm going to jump in. I didn't ask. I'm not asking. I'm not one of these influencers who ask for free things.
No,
you just made it sound like that.
I'm about to go into it.
I asked an opinion. Yes. Like I asked for their advice.
A black screen, anybody know a photographer, and a studio.
Yeah.
So that's a question.
But I hadn't finished yet.
I know you hadn't, but just the way you made
it
sound like I was asking
for something.
You're
starting to sound like Byron and cut me off.
Okay, well, no. I can't have two people doing that.
Let me go.
I've hardly said a thing.
Now you cut me off. So... you put this post up about
Instagram. Yeah, so I got so much great feedback, and thank you. I genuinely, just for my own personal use, I needed to find a photographer in Melbourne. And it's quite hard when you just like open the phone directory and you're like, okay, where do I go? What do I do? So I thought I'll just get the opinions of people in Melbourne, and maybe there's some great photographers out there that could contact me.
Very smart, Byron.
And a big thank you to lots of the suggestions that came through.
So a lot of local people came back and said, hey, Faith, I sound like the sort of person you're looking for, and hey, here's my details.
Yeah, and it was great, and I do appreciate all the input and the feedback I got.
Yes, I was going to write back, but I thought I wouldn't, Byron.
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because her co-host,
you,
which is me, his wife, is a photographer.
Ooh.
That takes photos and has a studio and has a black screen and has all that. And I'm thinking, what is she doing?
You should have just texted Fev.
Just ask me.
No, a couple of things. Of course, I know Al's a brilliant photographer and I see her photography all the time because I follow Runway Room and she's incredible. What I did write, remember, I said, does someone have a studio with a black screen?
Yeah.
And I didn't think that Al did have a studio with a black screen.
She's got everything.
I know. Well, see, this is great that now I know that, but I didn't know it at the time. I wasn't overlooking Alex Favola, Melbourne's premier photographer, I promise.
But then I just thought to myself, I don't think Faye really knows me.
I'm so needy. Excuse me, I know Al and her photography so well, I know that she had a book about her photography.
She did, she had a coffee table book.
Exactly, yeah. I know that. No, I just didn't...
Hit us up, mate.
Well, I know, but to be honest, what my requirement... I'll tell you what it's for.
Please do.
So I...
beautiful photos of you and Trix.
Yeah, Trixie and I, I've been having a photo taken with Trixie since she was born, and every year just before her birthday I get it done. And it's just a really simple little photo that I love to get taken.
Mm.
And so in my mind I'm like, as if Al's even got time to do that.
There's always time for you.
I do appreciate that.
Moment.
So I would never overlook you.
Great.
Well, particularly Alex.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I can't believe the Logies are being destroyed and ruined. And we already were annoyed because they left Melbourne and went to the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were an iconic Melbourne institution, the Logies.
Yes.
Crown.
Headed up to Cav Ave down at Hooters. They're going to do it, or Melba's. They'll be probably shooting it from.
Traditionally, yeah. And then, so anyway, they moved there. Then
Jupiter's.
They moved from around Easter time, April, May, to the July school holidays.
Yeah, silly.
So we're all, let's be honest, anyone with kids is on school holidays and gone. So not going and not watching. And then this is it. It's almost like, I almost feel like they're trying to tank. Like they're actually trying to cannibalise themselves and destroy themselves.
Yes.
Because this is a classic. Now, one of the nominees for the Logies is Matty J. Now, I think even Matty J finds this funny, I believe. But a lot of his social media followers do certainly do, because he has been nominated. Now, he has been nominated for the prestigious Graham Kennedy Award for the most popular new talent. This is a guy looking for a girlfriend. I want to make that really clear. This is not a television host. Right. This is not an actor. This is not an a doyen of the entertainment industry.
Hasn't gone through acting school.
This is a single guy who wanted a date.
Hmm. And he's just
Kennedy.
Graham Kennedy.
He's up for the Graham Kennedy Award for, let's get this right.
Yes.
For filling in for Dr. Chris while he's in South Africa shooting I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
On The Living Room.
He's done two episodes of The Living Room and he's now up for a Logie.
Yeah, so Chris Brown not up for the Logie for the Graham Kennedy Award.
That's an insult Chris.
For young people who aren't aware, Graham Kennedy is possibly the biggest star this, you know, television personality the country ever produced.
He'd be rolling in his grave.
He'd be stunned that a man that filled in for Chris Brown, and Dr. Chris isn't even like... And then it gets worse. So, Neighbours, our alumni, because we're Neighbours actors.
Yeah,
you appeared
too.
In one episode. Yep. I appeared
well,
in
one. Well, Matty J's up for one. I should be up for one.
Okay, so Neighbours newcomer April Rose Pengelly.
Kirk Pengelly's daughter, I believe.
Yes,
from
that's correct. And great actress. And she's going to be wonderful on Neighbours. And I say is going to be wonderful because she's yet to be on Neighbours.
Oh, come on.
Now, that is, and don't get me wrong, there are some fine actors on Neighbours.
This is printed
there are
in
some.
The...
Very
Herald
fine.
Sun Boxy, that there, now I write for, which is a great paper.
There are some very fine actors on Neighbours.
Well. Yesterday's paper had Rove McManus's new show with Joel Creasy and someone else. Harper?
Right.
They're up for a Logie. Hasn't even been on TV yet.
This is what's
going
on? They're
up for Best Comedy Show. So Rove's show that hasn't even aired is being nominated.
Wow.
So let's just recap this. So an actress, and she'll be great when she's on Neighbours.
When she's on.
She's up for a Logie and she hasn't even been on the telly yet. Rove's show is up for a Logie.
Tick.
That hasn't been on the telly yet. And I think voting ends soon.
Well,
so you may not even see the show and you might have voted for it. It's stunning. But
you've got a new show coming out.
Yeah, I do.
We
First Wives Club.
That's a reality dating show.
How do other shows... Yeah, these shows haven't aired and my show hasn't aired, but
well,
let's
get it on the list.
But then can we just please go back to the guy that wanted a date?
Fifi, Dev and Byron.